Blog Talk Radio.
We are the UR Tennis Network. Our mission is to be the voice of tennis. We enlist a team of passionate enthusiasts to promote our sport. We strive to bring interesting perspectives on the many spins of tennis. Our goal is to provide the learners of our sport with current news and information from many angles. We seek active participation from communities interested in tennis, but tennis is not interested in them. We are expanding our outreach. Tennis is a true lifetime sport that needs to be talked about, and the UR Tennis Network pledges to pursue this idea relentlessly.
Good afternoon, high school tennis fans. This is your host, Coach Denise, bringing you the FHS-TCA perspective on high school tennis. Great time in Florida right now. We're ending our state championships. We've already gone through part of it in San Lando. Hopefully, we're going to get some of those successful seniors that participated at the FHS AA State Championships to attend Winter Park next week for our fourth annual All-Star Tennis Tournament. And we will be looking forward to sending them off to college with an exciting team challenge tennis tournament. The next 2 weeks, I will apologize in advance. It is going to be more like an info commercial about the Florida High School Tennis Coaches Association All-Star Tournament. This will be the fourth year of our All-Star event, and we will be returning to Winter Park Tennis Center in Winter Park, actually in about 10 days. So we will start Saturday after next. So it's a beautiful place. Hopefully later on we might have the tennis director calling in and talking about some of the programs that she does there. Today we're hoping that those people that are bringing the Florida All-Star Tournament to the seniors will be joining us on the show. Those people, of course, are Wilson Tennis, Team Tennis, that is our clothier, Dean Street Insurance, District 15 NJTL, and many other people. But we're hoping that some of them will call in, tell us why they're involved in high school sports, what they see the value of it, why they like to be part of the All-Star Tournament. And next week, truthfully, what we're hoping to do is we're hoping to get some of those All-Star coaches and the seniors who are participating in the tournament to tell us about their season, what their plans are for college, and what they're looking to do while they're in Winter Park. So we will be placing them up in the Howard Johnson at San Lando, Florida, which is about 12 miles north of Winter Park. But it's a great facility. We were there last year, the Howard Johnson Plaza. They've been good to us, and we hopefully were good to them. And this is where our team stays. And if you are looking to come and view the tournament, you want to stay with your teammates, then that's the place to stay. And they are offering a discounted rate of $74 a night plus tax to be there. I like to talk to you a little bit about the Winter Park Tennis Center director, Angie Zaguna. She is an outstanding director there. She makes us feel right at home when we came last year. She keeps up a beautiful facility there. They have 8 hard courts and 8 hard true courts. They're all well manicured. Truthfully, I have to say some of the hard courts are about ready for some work, but all the cities are having the same problems with dollars, but I'm sure they're going to be taken care of. It is a beautiful, beautiful facility, and Angie runs many adult and junior programs there, so we think she's going to be producing high school tennis players in the greater Orlando area for quite a few years. So it's an exciting time for tennis. It's an exciting time for high school tennis, and we just enjoy bringing the All-Star Tournament to the seniors every year. This will be the 4th year that we've run the tournament. The tournament, those of you who don't know, is run with the WTTT format. We will play a boys singles, we'll play a girls singles, the boys doubles, the girls doubles, and we'll play mixed doubles. And we'll collect the points, and at the end of the session on Sunday, we will know who the first, second, third, fourth, fifth place winners are in the state and who will be the regional champions. Last year, the regional champion came from the Miami area. I'm sad to say at this point, we don't have a team coming from the Miami area so far this year. We still have a little time. I hope that problem gets solved soon, because it's just hard to imagine no team coming from the greater Miami area. That would be a disappointment. The 2 previous years, a team from the Naples area won the tournament. And if I'm not, last year it came down between the Miami area and Naples, and I think if my memory serves me right, and I'll caution you, when you get old, your memory isn't as good as it used to be, but I think the Orlando team came in second. I know one of the years they did, maybe not both years, but it's a great, great event, and it's always a close event. At the end of the event, we usually it's a matter of, I know one year it was just 1 point that separated first and second, but it's always a matter of just a few points which separates the first place from the second place winner. And usually the other races are very close too. So it's a great tournament. From the beginning, Wilson Sports has been with us. I love Wilson Sports for a couple reasons. They're over 100 years old, which it's nice to see companies older than me, and it's also nice to see companies still running. That when I was introduced to sports a lifetime ago were sports. Quite frankly, the 2 main sports when I was growing up, and even before going to high school, my first baseball glove was a Wilson glove. It was either, it seemed like you had a Wilson or a Champion glove in those days, and Wilson is still around. We use the Wilson tennis balls at the tournament. When we have regional training, we use the Wilson tennis balls. And, of course, when we run the FHSTCA team challenges, we use the Wilson tennis ball from there. And Wilson, like in past years, will be presenting goodie bags to the high school players and to the all-star coaches there, and it's a very exciting time. We did lose one of our initial partner. We're presenting the All-Star Tournament this year. It did, quite frankly, put a financial crunch on us. We had to come up with some last-minute things to do. And I'm very, very thankful to Dean Street Insurance, who has been with us for the last year, but stepped up to help us with the All-Star Tournament and give us some financial assistance, what we need. If you don't have a senior coming to the All-Star Tournament, we appreciate you nominating the All-Star Tournament. The All-Star Senior, those seniors that are not chosen to come to Florida, we provide a certificate because we believe those seniors are part of the 215 All-Star team. And those that $35, quite frankly, helps us put on the programs that we do throughout the years and what we're hoping to do in the future. So it takes the team to sit there and do these things. It's not just a coach and players and parents. I see I have somebody on the line. I don't recognize the number, but let me see if I can go to him and see if... Hello, are you there?
Yeah, John, Steve with Wilson Racket Sports.
Well, Steve, how are you? I was just talking about our relationship with Wilson, and I appreciate you calling in, and hopefully we'll have the rest of our partners calling in. But I'm just so grateful what you've done. And then when you're on, would you mind answering a couple of questions, or would you like to make a comment first about the All-Star Tournament?
Well, you know, we're excited, John. Thanks for having me on to be affiliated with this event. I think for the third consecutive year, and look forward to doing some great things with your organization moving forward.
How is Wilson getting more involved with junior tennis in 215, Steve?
Yeah, it's a big initiative for our company to get connected with the junior player, and we're doing it through some different varieties. One is aligning ourselves with a lot of academies throughout the states. We've adopted a few new academies in the state of Georgia, a few new in the state of Florida, and some here in North Carolina. This summer we'll be aligned with some colleges doing some junior camps throughout the summer on some of the college campuses. And then through the USTA, they have a very popular team tennis program, and we are aligning ourselves with the USTA to help sponsor some of this team tennis initiative. And then also we're communicating with the kids a little differently through social media. That's a big change for Wilson, and a lot of our advertising and marketing is being done now through our social media.
Well, it's necessary. I've struggled entering the 21st century, but if you're going to get involved with the juniors and even the college coaches, they're all on our social media, and it's important. So I think you're heading in the right direction, still going strong over 100 years. Can you talk a little bit about some of the Wilson products that were introduced in 215?
Yeah, and these products also are guided towards the youth, the junior player. We have a new racket called the Burn we introduced in March, and it's really guided, John, towards the modern player, the players being taught to hit a lot of balls from way behind the baseline. And the new Burn racket really goes after this player, generates a lot of power, a lot of spin, from the baseline. But for those players who, like to come to the net and pick the ball early, we've introduced the new Blade racket, which comes in a couple different sizes. and that came out earlier this year in January. But those two new intros have been very exciting for the brand. The colors are very aggressive, and the kids have seemed to like them.
Yeah, I think they do. I love that blade racket myself, and probably because my bias is trying to get as many kids into college as possible. And if you're going to have to come to the net, and you better develop angles. And it seems like that's a great assistance there. I think of the technology changes that have happened. I was watching a little bit of Monaco this morning, and you're looking at the angles, and of course, the people on the pro level using the Wilson rackets is just fantastic. Can you talk a little bit about the new technology?
Yeah, we have partnered with one of the biggest electronic manufacturers in the world, Sony, and developed a sensor that to put in the butt cap of the racket, and it transmits via Bluetooth to your phone all the data from your tennis match. That would be the speed of your serve, the amount of spin you put on the ball, whether you're hitting it in the sweet spot or off the sweet spot. But this is coming out in the middle of May. It's a Sony sensor that, again, is adapted to the racket and attaches to the butt cap. But something brand new for Wilson and Sony, and we're excited about this partnership and the product, again, which comes out this May.
Wow, that's really exciting. I can't wait to see that. I think in the coaching aspect of it, there's just so much value in technology, and I think of the old days when I first got started with my son, and one of us would be traveling north in Florida and the other one traveling south in Florida to watch players and then go back and report and get them ready, and using the old dartfish and those
sure.
That time. And today, what's happening in technology just blows your mind. And I think I don't know about your opinion, but I think even for old-timers like me, I feel excited about it. I think it's a great assistance to the coaching.
Yes, we feel the coach and the consumer can both benefit from this information. And again, it's all transmitted very easily to your phone. And the one thing that's really unique about it, John, it's got a video capability. So you can actually watch yourself play and then see all the data on the bottom of the screen, again, about all the strokes and the speed of some of your shots.
Wow. It has a video capability. I didn't realize that.
Yeah. So we're real excited about the launch.
Well, I can't wait to see that. I appreciate one of the things that the people might not realize is that, and I talk a lot about Wilson. I'm very proud of our partnership. But even when our training of the high school coaches, the way Wilson has gone to the top high school players and not just to the top players in the country, allowing the high school coaches who attend the FHSTCA training to be able to nominate their first or second player to the special price and offering to junior players. So if they have a high-ranked and I won't even say high rank because unfortunately a lot of the high school players are not high ranked, but the coaches know who are good and who has a future. Your cooperation to be able to extend the junior program to the high school players, I think it kind of shows the leadership involved with Wilson as far as I'm concerned.
Well, I'm glad that's worked out for you. We're, again, try to accommodate the the players at all different levels, whether they're a beginner, intermediate, or the high-level advanced players. So I'm glad those packages have worked out.
Well, we do appreciate it, and we appreciate your cooperation, and we look forward to a long future. 100+ years is just amazing. And
yeah.
I was just the people before you came on, of course, when you're in your mid-70s like I am and you started, there was only two names I knew as a boy in sports, and that was Wilson and Champion. And Wilson,
yeah.
All these years later, is still leading the pack. We're just proud to be associated with you, Steve.
Well, thanks for having me on today. And, again, good luck with the All-Star Challenge. And look forward to many more prosperous years with Florida.
Thank you, Steve. I look forward to talking to you soon, and I look forward to May. It's going to be an exciting time. You know, I think I recognize this next. God, I think that's my wife. I have to take this call.
Okay.
I'll talk to you later, Steve.
Okay. Bye now.
Bye.
Hi, it is your wife.
Okay. You're listening. Okay. How are you?
I'm good, but when I was just on my way into the Publix, I decided to give you a call just to remind you of a few things.
Okay. I appreciate that there. First of all, I think we're going to have to find out somebody in public and contact them. You spend so much time in public, so it seems like I get to talk to you. We're going to have to get them aboard as one of our partners. But what do you want to remind me of?
Well, I want to just tell you, too, you know, you like to eat, so I like public. So, okay, babe. I wanted to remind you about Roxanne. You know, make sure that you mention her on the show. She is doing so much to help me with the All-Straight Tournament.
I appreciate that. I'm sorry. I was just going to say I will do that. I know she's been a great partner with you with District 15 NJTL, but she's also been a great assistant with the Florida High School Tennis Coaches Association. And I'm hoping that she's going to call in after, but somebody might have a bad tooth and she might not be able to, so we'll see. What else should I remember to do?
Well, I just want to say one more thing about Roxanne. There isn't anyone that puts herself out more to help us in this area with the kids with tennis. She loves tennis so much. I know her two children went through the program, but it's just she just does so much for the whole county. It's just great. But I did want to remind you one other thing. I didn't want to remind you. I wanted to let you know you weren't home at the time you were on the court. But we got a couple packages in from Team Connection, and the guy from UPS, I have them put them all in the garage. So when you get done with this, go do your unpacking.
Okay, very good. I will make sure I do that. Well, it's good to know that the team, the All-Star team shirts and everything are here. I'm sure when I open them, they're going to look great. Thank you very much, and hope I will see you shortly after I get off the show. You should be home pretty soon, right?
Pretty soon. I'm going to poke. I'll talk to you later, honey.
Okay. I love you. You go poke. I'll talk to you later. Bye. Okay. Well,
bye.
You've heard my wife there. It's always nice to talk to her. It seems like whenever I do get to talk to her on the phone, it's from Publix. We are going to have to contact them pretty soon because we need them as a sponsor, I think. And I'm excited to open the box from Team Connection because I'm sure the shirts are going to look fantastic. We try to make sure our players look great, and nobody does it better than Team Connection Tennis. And, of course, Team Connection is not just for tennis uniforms. They provide clothing and other sports for your high school, so I'm sure they can handle your soccer needs and rugby needs and everything. It all can be done at Team Connection. But for us, they handle our FHSTCA clothing, and, of course, we encourage our high school coaches when they're looking for uniforms to contact Team Connection, find quality uniforms for a good price. And they're a very important part of our Given to the Future program. Team Connection, if you go to the resource page on the Florida High School Tennis Coaches Association website, you will find Team Connection there, and then you will see a spot where it says free uniforms. And they developed a point system so that if you go to, for instance, the USTA Team Challenge that Steve talked about for the Wilson participates with the USTA, you get points for that. If you go to the USTA tournament, you'll get points for that. The people in districts get points for that. The people at the FHSAA state championships, so accumulate points for that. Being in our All-Star event and coaching our All-Star events, there's points that are gathered for that. And, of course, more points you can get for doing volunteering, because community is needed to make a successful high school team. And Team Connection realizes that, and of course, the most points they give is for the GPA. The higher GPA a high school team has, the more points you get that way. But the team that gets the most points this year will be given forward to the 216 high school, their high school team, because they will be getting free tennis uniforms from Team Connection. So this is what we try to do with the All-Star team. We try to send the kids off to college with good memories. We're always trying to think forward. Our team challenges, which, by the way, my wife's organization, District 15 NJTL, they'll be running one in May, and we encourage all the tennis clubs and high schools to run one, because it's a great way for the high school players and middle school players to participate in a team event. They can do that under the FHSAA rules, and the only difference, quite frankly, between the event that we run and the event that the USTA run is that you don't need a USTA membership, because most high school tennis players do not have a USTA membership. So usually it's done at a cheaper price, but every club or every high school can set their own price for doing that. Excuse me, we don't collect any of those funds. As a matter of fact, we do provide a case of the Wilson tennis balls to the location doing it, and it's one of the ways to keep the players going, because if you're Billie Jean King or Jimmy Connors and you're coaching a high school team, there's limited amount of things you can do during that short period of time. And unfortunately, we're not like Texas, where Texas is just finishing like we are a season, the same way we are playing singles and doubles separately. But come September, they will be doing a co-ed season, and it'll be a team season. I'm sure there's been inquiries about that in Florida already. Of course, I'm sure everybody recognizes the problems that we do have with it, and number one being dollars, because the high schools will have to hire a coach for that season, and then you have transportation costs. But I think you could see why so many of the high school kids coming out of Texas are going into colleges, because truthfully, they're just a little bit ahead of where we are. I do think that that's gonna be the norm in the future. I hope I'm still around to see it happen in Florida, but it will happen. I don't know when it'll happen, but it will happen. Hopefully we'll get some other people coming in. I'd hope that Angie would call in, or some of the other people that work with us, maybe Shelton from the Florida Athletic Coaches Association. I know he's busy with other all-star events in the state, but we're just talking about Wilson. If I can, let me just expand on that just a little bit. We run the training for the FACA high school tennis coaches. That'll be the first weekend, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday in December. It'll be in Daytona Beach, Florida. And at that event this year, for the first time, we will be giving out, courtesy of Wilson Sports, they will be presenting with us a Coach of the Year. And that Coach of the Year award will be given out in all four categories of the FHSAA. So the high school coach will be recognized as Coach of the Year. Thanks for Wilson for that. They contribute to high school tennis in so many ways, and we're really very appreciative of that. And talking about community, Dean Street Insurance, I mentioned before, we lost a very important partner. Evidently, they didn't get their funding. And so we had to make some compromises with this year All-Star team. And when we were doing that, the Dean Street Insurance stepped up and said, let us help a little bit more. They worked with Heritage Insurance, and they've came in and made a contribution with us. And so we are able to, do things because of them and because of Roxanne Malone, who we might have on. I'll be able to provide the lunches for the players and coaches like we have in the past years. But even more important, Dean Street Insurance at the December workshop will be providing a community service award to someone. Last year was the first year we did provide a community service award. That was given to Roxanne Malone and Malone Dentistry, and the work that she has done, not only with the FHS-TCA, but she's a big part of District 15 NJTO. And if you're not working your high school with some of the local high schools, you're going to have a problem. I know our local high school, many of their players come right through that NJTL program, and Roxanne was very important to that. She was the first recipient of the award. And in the future now, Dean Street Insurance will be presenting that award every year. We should have presented it earlier, but we are starting to do that. And I have, let me go to this here and see if I can see. Hello?
Hi, Coach.
Hi, Roxanne.
How are you? Roxanne.
I was just talking about you. And it's funny, if you were on about 20 minutes ago, I got a phone call from Bobby from Publix, and to give instructions to make sure I mention you and that you were going to be coming up and helping her again this year at the All-Star event. Is that true? Well, I know it's true. I know my wife wouldn't lie to me. So you're going to be helping again at the Winter Park?
Yes, we're coming up. I'm coming up on probably Thursday night, or no, Friday night, because it's Saturday and Sunday. And
right.
I'm going to help with the program like I did last year, and I'm going to help sponsor the luncheon this year. And I've got some good ideas for that. And I believe Coach Fran's going to come up and help us also, so we probably will write up together.
Oh,
but yes,
wow.
I'm looking forward to it. Yes,
oh,
he's going to
wow.
come up and help us as well, so that will be nice.
Well,
so,
very good. Hopefully we might have more helpers than we have players. I was just telling the audience a while ago that we still don't have a team from Miami. There's a couple areas where we don't have a team from yet, which is very disappointing. It's hard to believe that, you know, in the greater Miami area that we don't have a team from there, especially last year they won the whole event. But I know there's a lot of things going on this time of year with proms and with graduation parties and everything, but I can't help but wonder how many of the coaches are really getting the word out to all their players. And I just hope I don't get calls after people saying they didn't know about it.
Well,
so
last
you're
year,
going to
all the
join
players...
us again this year.
Yes, and last year Miami's team was very good. I mean, all the teams were great, but Miami played really well. So I am, too, surprised that they don't have some players coming up because they had a very good team last year. And they have, you know, a lot of facilities down there for, you know, learning tennis and things like that. So, you know, maybe we'll get them in evolved. But basically, yes, I'm going to come up and help like last year and watch all the great play and continue to learn more about tennis and enjoy the weekend over in Winter Park.
Well, and you're doing more than that, too. And everybody should know, we'll make sure that they all know what there is. When we I had explained earlier about us losing our partner from the beginning, and people like you that stepped up and said, you know, we've got to make sure that we have these kids' lunches, and I will take care of that. And that in itself is great, but what the people might not realize is that you're already one of our partners in the FHSTCA, and you, every year, you know, we depend on you. And like Bobby told the audience some 40 minutes ago, people should know everything that Roxanne does. And we do thank you for everything you do, Roxanne, and I know you do it because you love tennis and you love the being involved, but not for the recognition, but you know, I wish everybody would be able to see the rewards. I think being able to see, I think Bobby got some pictures last week. Hopefully, she'll be posting them pretty soon, but when you see the kids coming up and help hugging you at the District 15 NJTO with the work you do with the 10 and other program, the people that don't do this don't realize the rewards that come with it.
Oh, I think it's a fantastic program. I mean, I just have really enjoyed doing that, being involved, and I thought the Monday Night Double Clinic was fabulous. I really, really, really enjoyed that because that's an area that I'm weekend, so I was really glad to, you know, play with the other players, and the high school students were there, and you and Coach Fran were great coaches, and really was challenging. It was really enjoyable, and I'm looking forward to the next 11 weeks we'll be doing that. But I will continue to work with the children's program for as long as you have it, because just seeing these young children improve has been very, very rewarding for me, and just working with the kids because they're, you know, they are always come up and hug you and happy people, and you see them when they do something well, that their confidence is improving, and I really, really enjoy that, and I learn from it every time I'm there.
Well, you know, and that's important. I think most people don't realize is that coaches, I've been asked many times, because I've been doing this for so many years, is where do you learn most of your information from? And I tell people, and I think they look at, you know, I see them look at me funny sometimes, but I learn just as much from the students as I do from all the workshops I go to. And I think, well, I'm glad you have a successful dentist program, especially being in our community. But if you're ever ready to leave that there, I think you would make an outstanding coach, because you realize, in my opinion, the most important thing is that you're also learning from the people you're giving instructions to.
You know, it makes us, you know, review everything we're doing, and as we're teaching them, then you find yourself doing things continually better and learning things that you were not doing properly. And as you're, you know, teaching them and working with them, it's improving your game as well. So I think that's, you know, like you said, you continue to learn with every, I mean, I've been doing this going on 3 years with you. And, I mean, I've known you for many, many years. But, you know, after my daughter started college, I got involved with you again and on the program. And I've really enjoyed, you know, it's just a great program, and it's just been real enjoyable for me. I love tennis, and I'd like to see the, you know, area of Sebastian have a great program like this. And the people who have come starting this program have just said it's just a very, very, very good program, and I think they've learned a lot, and I think you teach them a lot, and I think that's real important, you know, not only just for tennis, but for well-rounded, you know, children and for self-esteem. And I think the program's great, and I can, you know, look forward to always working with it. So I'm enjoying it a lot.
Well,
and I'm glad you asked me to be part of it. I appreciate it.
Well, I thank you for saying that, because with the program, I think, is a success. Bobby's been doing it for 17 or 18 years. I forgot what it is, but the reason it's a success is because people like you that's going through it, and people like your children, you know, that have gone through the program and then come back to volunteer to help out and everything. And now to see them in college and, you know, doing so well. Bobby and I were talking a few weeks ago about we were the people that we took to the AAU Junior Olympics, and the first team, everybody on that team went on to college. And when you look at most of the teams, that's kind of the norm. The biggest majority of them go on to college. So that's it. Tennis is important, but it's just a vehicle to help you through life. And we appreciate what you do. And I will see you tomorrow morning. I have another call coming, so I will see you on the court tomorrow.
All right, sounds great. I'll see you then. Thanks for talking to me.
Thank you. Thank you for calling in. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Okay, let's go to see if I have another call. Hello, are you online? Hello, are you online? Okay, I guess somebody just wants to listen. I apologize, and I don't. I understand that some people just like to call in and listen to the show this way. That most of the people, I usually listen to Blog Talk Radio early in the morning or late at night, and I go to the shows, you know, to Jason talking about college, or to Lisa Stone with their Parent and Aces, or Chuck Creasy on his show that I enjoy so much, one of the great coaches. But I usually wind up going to the computer and listening to them there, rather than calling in on the line and listen. And so sometimes I forget that some people call in just to listen over the phone, and they're not calling in to ask a question. So if I do go to you, please just say you don't have a question. Don't hang up. I don't mean to disconnect you or anything like that. I'm just I don't know who's who sometimes, and I will get into the 21st century, and I'll get to understand this better, trust me. But right now, I see a bunch of people that are calling, and then I just assume that they want to talk, and everybody that don't. Usually, I'll ask people to give me a number if you're going to call in so I can see and recognize the number. Of course, when my wife calls in, I know what number that's at because I know that number. But when you get my age, remembering telephone numbers is not one of my strong suits, truthfully. So next week's show, I'm hoping that we will be able to talk to the high school tennis coaches that will be our all-star coaches. I've asked them to call in, and I'm encouraging them to have some of their the all-stars when they come. I'd like to hear from them because I'd like to hear what they thought of the season, where they're going to school, what they plan in the future, and what they expect of our All-Star tournament. We will then be the following week, the 30th. I'm very excited to have Linda LeClaire on the show. Linda LeClaire is a sports psychologist. I've actually used her books. I'm not a strong trophy person. I, for years, gave out books at the end of the tennis season rather than MVP awards and those kind of awards. I've always written in each one of the books. A couple of the books that I have used quite often. I always make sure that the same person isn't getting a book, but Linda LeClaire, this is her first book, Yes, God Speaks to Women Too. If you haven't read the book, I really suggest you do. It's a message of health, healing, and hope, and Linda did a fantastic job, and then when I found out she was writing another book, I said, gee, you know, sometimes the second books aren't quite as good as the first one, but Linda's second book, The Confidence Factor, is just an outstanding book. She has a foreword there by Coach Bobby Kremins, and those of you that don't know, I come from basketball background. That was my first love, was basketball, and I coached basketball before I got involved with coaching tennis. I got involved with tennis, quite frankly, not just because I enjoyed playing it. I surely wasn't that great at it, but I thought it was great cross training for basketball. And Bobby Kremins writes the foreword in that book because he had hired her and actually her husband, Dr. Bryce Young, to take care of the spiritual and source of inspiration that basketball players and all athletes need. Athletes are no different than business people. You're doing it not just for the wins. You're doing it because of the competition. You're doing it to better yourself. You're doing it to have a peace of mind. You're doing it because you respect your opponent. You respect the challenge that it presents. And sometimes, we all need help one time or the other. And Linda LeClaire is somebody that I've asked for help. I've given her books to dozens and dozens of people because it's worthwhile. So she'll be on the show. And then in May, we'll be running the show at 5:30. And I think I have another caller. Hang on. And I think hello, Ron, is that you?
Yep.
How are you, Ron?
Good, how are you?
Good. I was just telling the people about coming from a basketball background, and I didn't get into yet about thanking you that for the tickets to the National NCAA Women's Championship in Connecticut, a great basketball, and of course it brought back to the first memories. But let me introduce the audience to you. This is Ron Stelzo. He's the managing director, I think it is, of Dean Street Insurance. And I had told them earlier about Dean Street Insurance taking a larger role with us and helping us when we lost our partner for the All-Star Tournament. Maybe you'd like to tell us why you're so interested in high school sports.
Well, first off, I was a high school athlete myself, and it was always tough for us to, always have all the equipment, everything we needed. So I understand that. And then I coached high school girls soccer over here in Cape Coral for 7 years, and we had to do a lot of fundraisers and raise a lot of money for the teams. And with your involvement and the children's tennis for as long as you've been doing it, it's it's a great passion of yours. And I understand, it takes money to make things work. And, we like really supporting the kids and, the camaraderie and the teamwork and the community benefits of it.
And as far as the community benefits, I had explained to the audience earlier that you will be giving out a community service award this year. Last year was the first one we gave, and from now on it'll be the Dean Street Insurance Award. And I think that's something special that people don't realize. And I know you were involved with coaching tennis. I think you were assistant coach for a year or two, weren't you?
Yeah, for 3 years at Ida Baker, yes.
Right. And so, coaches are needed, players are needed, parents are needed, but more than most people do that it's the community. What makes a high school successful is the community. So we really appreciate you stepping up and giving the Community Service Award.
Well, we're very excited to even be involved, and, whatever we can do to help is, what we're looking to try to do between funding with you on what we can do or helping people out with their insurance, whatever it is. It's, our business is very involved in the communities, all over the state of Florida. Insurance is something that's needed, and, you kind of have to work with the community to do that. And you even have a bunch of young previous athletes that work for Dean Street Insurance, and they end up being great workers. So I have a big belief in athletes.
Well, I think that's important because the athlete and the business person really is, there's not a lot of difference of them. Both of them like a challenge. Both of them are doing it not just for the financial rewards, but they're doing it because they want to be better people. They want to compete, and they have a respect there that is needed in business. And I always say, tennis is just a vehicle that we use in the FHSTCA to bring the people to the next level, and that's life skills. And what you're doing with the insurance, I've been privileged to see your offices over there and the direction you take, you know, all aspects of the insurance, but to make sure people understand the full need. And I know, like I tell people, you've made our insurance, we have the same quality insurance we had before. We're paying less money for it, but you know, you ask questions, and I think there's some people, I'm not sure that in America listening is as strong a suit as it used to be. Some people listen just so they can make a remark, but what I liked about what you, the people I met with your organization, is they listen to hear what the person needs are.
Well, and I appreciate that, John. We pride ourselves on being insurance advisors and sitting with the clients and seeing what their needs are, like you're saying, and see if we can help them save money with the same coverages or better coverages with the carriers that we have. But if we can't, we let them know if the carrier they're with is still a very good carrier to be with, and if the coverages are good, if we can't beat it, that doesn't mean we're going to turn them away. We're still going to work with them and make sure they get the coverages that they need, and maybe, you know, they'll refer a friend or two to us because we take the time to work with them. So it's not just about writing policies for us. It's about making sure the consumer understands insurance, just like you would with any student teaching them, you know, tennis. You don't just turn people away.
Right. Well, I appreciate it, and I appreciate when we had our problems keeping the tournament. It was to me, it was too important. We'd like to send the kids off to college the right way, and to have Dean Street Insurance step up at the last minute. And I know you have so many other things to do, but the last minute to step up and quite frankly help us to be able to know we can now provide the same event we provided in previous years and not have to discontinue portions of it. We're appreciative to that, Ron, and we'll be grateful. Like I tell everybody every week, if you don't have a Dean Street in your community, go to www.deanstreetinsurance and you'll find one. So I'm down to the last 2 minutes of the show. I appreciate you calling in, and I appreciate all you've done for us in the past year, and you decide that you, when we needed to help, you stepping up. So would you like to make a closing remark? I'd appreciate it.
Well, we also appreciate what you do with all the kids, but I'd also like to remind everybody or thank also Heritage Insurance, who's joined forces with us. They're a major carrier here in Florida in the homeowners market, and they've jumped in with us to sponsor this. And we're looking forward to, you know, doing this for many, many more years and, you know, helping these high school tennis all-stars and everything that you guys do. And we're looking forward to supporting you for a long time.
Well, we appreciate that, and I thank you for that, and I thank you for bringing me back to years ago with the basketball game in Connecticut winning the championships. I happen to know you've been a fan of the Connecticut Women program for a year. Would you have any special comments you'd like to make about that before we leave?
Well, it goes into coaching, and you do coaching, and you look at what Gino does with those girls and how you, you know, create a program that's second to none, and I think you've done that over on your side with the kids. And, you know, it was a great time. We had it was a great event. I enjoyed it. And, you know, hopefully Connecticut has many more years of doing that, but same thing with you and the tennis program you do with these kids. You know, hopefully this goes on for a long time.
Well, we thank you, and thank you very much. I look forward to seeing you shortly, and thanks for calling in. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, John. Bye.
Okay, well, looks like we've come to the end of our show again this week. I will remind you, next week we hope to have the high school coaches, all-star coaches, and the players on. The following week will be Linda LeClair. And then when we start in May, we'll be doing our show. We will start our show at 5:30 Eastern time rather than 5 o'clock because the LEP program, the USTA LEP program that District 15 runs, I will be doing it. And quite frankly, getting at my age, need time to get from one spot to the other. So we will start the show in May at 5:30. Thank you for being here today. Tell your friends about it, and I look forward to talking with you again next week. Have a blessed week. Stay safe, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye now.